Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Isn't that good? What is it? Should we be happy that it's Monday? Well,
of course.
Made it.
TGIF.
Thank you, Jay. Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen. TGIM. Yes, and so we have good news for those of you who keep buying lottery tickets. This is a good way for you to do it. Move out of your house, live in the backseat of your car, and join this California woman who overcame this problem of being homeless. Now is a multi, yeah, I guess you would call it 5 million, is multi-millionaire, right?
Oh, yeah.
More than 1 million. Yep. Her name is Lucia Forsyth. She had no housing back a couple of years ago. She was trying to overcome the challenges of all the things we've all been through the last few years. But Ms. Forsyth puts all that behind her now because she was a lucky scratcher ticket winner.
And I feel like scratchers are underrated.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people win a good amount on scratchers.
Yeah, have you?
No, like I said, they're underrated. I forget to play those.
Yeah, you buy the big ones, right? I do, too, when I buy one. Just give me one of those random numbers. What do they call it? A quick pick. Yep. Well, this lady bought one ticket and one ticket only, and it won. She went to a Walmart in Contra Costa County, got an oil change for her car because she needed to have the car run the right way, seeing as she didn't have anything else. She had no other possessions. So she got the ticket. She was sitting outside, scratched it, and then she thought as she was looking at it, she won a free ticket. But then she looked at it again, and it said 5 mil. So, this is the, and by the way, the ticket was called 2023. How about that? Given the fact that she was homeless a few years ago. Kind of a random thing. But anyway, she's going to buy a house, and she'll invest the rest of it. Hopefully, was she homeless because she didn't have a job? I didn't get that out of putting the pieces together here. Usually people that don't have a job don't have any money. If you have a job, although there are some people who have jobs that are still homeless.
Yeah, or multiple jobs, and they just still can't afford to pay for housing.
Yeah, well,
because
good
she,
for her.
She had a car, so she had enough income where she could get gas.
Yeah, exactly.
To get around with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, good for her. That's great. And now when it comes to scratchers, do they have the same amount of taxes taken out as...
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that, but I'm sure some very improvisational, is that a word? Yeah, it is a word. Somebody who is a quick thinker will look that up and let us know, either on social media, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And then, of course, there's always 855-999-DOUG that works as well. The idea that when you get into the money department, you know, there are people like, she seems reasonable from at least what we can read in the lines, between the lines. But there are a lot of people who win the money, and it's for some a blessing, and for others it's a curse. So when you are thinking about the headed in the wrong direction, I guess we've all had those moments, though, right? And are we smart enough to make a change? The realization that, for example, it was Mother's Day yesterday. What did you do for Mother's Day, Jay? What kind of stuff?
To Cedar Point.
Did you?
Yeah,
Sandusky.
We had some fun.
Over in Sandusky, they call it, the Ohioans call it. And the Ohioans are Ohioans. And you go, I remember singers in the choir when I was in Heidelberg. There were sopranos from Toledo, Ohio.
Right.
So go to Sandusky. So anyway, this mom business, I was talking to my daughter last night, who is a great mom, who was over with Sophie, who's the mom of my other grandson. And so you know, you think about, what does it take to be a mother? There's no training. It's like getting married. There's no training for getting married, no training for being a mother. Really, you just have to kind of wing it. Hopefully you've been around in an environment that was good for you and you had good values and understood good health and that sort of thing. And that maybe, you know, you think about what the responsibility is of being a mother. Wow. I think it's different. I wouldn't say it's more important than being a father, but without the mother, you can't have a child. Well, without the father, you can't either. Right?
Yeah.
So, I just think it's, I'm happy that my children are in a great position, great place. I'm thankful for that. And so, with that, folks, let's see, what can we find about Leah? Here's something. As I'm nosing around, I'm always looking at the things about children and things with, well, to follow what we were talking about. Here's something very strange. We go to New Jersey for a couple of items. A missing school bus full of children was parked in a parking lot. The driver stopped and got out because this person had a medical emergency. So this was late last week. The bus didn't get to school. Okay. There's your first clue. And so the bus driver was an 80-year-old man who was disoriented. He experienced this, whatever was going on with him. Now, how many children, I guess I wouldn't put this down. I'm at my age. We're going to have a school bus strike in my community last Monday, and the mayor said, you want to drive a bus? I said, sure, if I have to, I will.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Right, exactly. I've been there and have done that, but didn't have to get that far. But here's what happened. It was scary, I'm sure, for the children.
Well, yes.
And parents, too.
Yeah, yeah, medical emergency, and radioed in, tried to radio in to say something was wrong, but ended up having enough wherewithal to get into a parking lot, mm-hmm. but then had a minor accident with a flatbed truck. There were some officers already on the scene that saw what happened,
yeah.
and the bus driver was still trying to maneuver the bus, but the officers were able to get onto the bus, get it put into park, stopped and everything, handle what was going on with the driver. But this is the second story within, what, a couple weeks of a bus driver experiencing a medical emergency. There was the one child who noticed the bus driver was having an issue, but that bus driver did radio in that something was wrong and he needed to pull over. And the student was able to, I mean, the bus driver passed out while the bus was still going at a normal speed. So the child was able to get the bus pulled over, stop and everything, told his fellow students, somebody call 911. So what's going on that there's these medical emergencies that keep happening?
I'm
going
to add a little color to this conversation. I told you, the mayor said to me, well, can I drive a bus if I need to? And I said, yeah, I'd be happy to help if I have to. But one of the things that's an issue here in the strike that was proposed, not only for this community where I am, but three or four other communities, drivers are ready to go on strike because the children on the buses are so unruly. They are so ill-mannered. They are so out of control that the drivers don't feel that it's safe while these kids are running around on the bus without any supervision. What do parents teach? When I went to school on a school bus, I rode a school bus every day. And frankly, on buses that belonged to my second family, because their family started doing the buses in Framingham back before there were buses, when they were just barges, and the kids needed to go to school from a distance, so they hook up the horse team and they'd draw the team to the various places around town. They had a sled in the wintertime and a wagon in the good weather to bring children to the one-room schoolhouse. Now you can say, that's pretty impractical and not much value today. Well, it grew into, they had the buses, and I knew about school busing, and when they retired, they asked me, because their son didn't want to do it, if I wanted to do it, and I said, sure, I'll take a shot. I've been around it a long time. So I learned a lot about it in the 14 years that I did it, and one of them was to understand that it is extraordinarily unsafe to drive, and the kids didn't seem to have, I mean, once in a while there was a kid who was smoking in the bus, or there'd be some unruly child, and the bus driver would just stop and say, okay, you walk to school the rest of the way. You think you'd get away with that today?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, but that was the way they fixed the problem, and it worked. Guess what? It worked.
It was also a lot safer for children to walk to school.
Yeah, maybe a bit. Yeah, quite a long time ago. Yeah, but I think the point here that I'm making is an overlooked part of the problem, or these sorts of problems. And in school, it's the same way because there's no discipline. I know
that they're causing medical emergencies?
No, I'm not talking about medical emergency. I'm talking about the way, why teachers don't want to, we don't have good teachers in some circumstances. We don't have good school bus drivers. They don't, we don't have enough of them. We're 17 drivers short in my community. They're paying them $35 an hour, and they still don't want to put up with the nuisance, the foolishness that goes on the bus. So what is it about having children that age, or, you know, from elementary school into high school, that these children feel entitled enough to be able to make the kind of trouble that they do on the bus? Fist fights all the time. They're always taking knives away from some of these high school kids. It's, what are we, what is there that I'm missing here about, is it liberalism? Is it the fact that there's no more discipline required? When there was discipline in school, we all probably were disciplined for any number of reasons, but now it's not looked upon as being something that we ought to be able to do. So
sometimes it's absent parents, too, whether or not they're absent in the fact of pure neglect, or they are unable to be around because they're working so many jobs to support their family because they themselves are underpaid, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of it, but that's one of the reasons that there are these, that you got an 80-year-old guy driving the bus. Not, again, that I have a problem with an 80-year-old driving a bus, because I think there ought to be 80-year-old pilots. If you're in physical condition, that, how would you like it if you get into a plane and you looked at the, looked into the cockpit and you saw a guy who obviously was not a spring chicken? How would you feel about a lot of private, jets piloted by people that fit that description? So certainly lots of food for thought here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
The following is a message for the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
We'll be right back. did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Stephanie with Jay Kirshner on the 15th of May. The Ides of May are upon us. Guess what, boys and girls? Mercury is out of retrograde. That means you can sign the deal, you can make the deal, you can move ahead, and so that's a good thing. One of the things going on in the sort of celebrity gossip department that is followed by social media folks from here to there and everywhere, Taylor Swift can't even... Does everybody know when she takes a shower or washes her hair? It seems to me that somebody's watching Taylor Swift at every moment. And so there is a problem in that, or at least there seemed to be over the weekend. Let's find out what happened right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times, you and I.
Is this a song you'd expect to hear if Taylor Swift were in concert and you went to the concert, Jay?
Yes, absolutely.
How old?
One that would be on the set list.
How recent is this song?
This is from her Reputation album, which I believe is 4 albums ago.
Yeah, no, she's pretty prolific. So there was a lot of stuff on social media here. I'm looking at a viral clip of her second night in Philadelphia. She's 33 years old now. My God, I can remember when she was like, what, 17? than that.
Yeah.
She's been around that long. Wow, he's zowie. Anyway, she was looking at, she pointed to something going on off stage, and people in the audience were wondering what's going on, and then apparently she said something like, stop, stop.
Yes, yes, she was performing Bad Blood and noticed that there was a situation in the audience pretty close to the stage, and it was security. There were some girls who were having fun. They weren't causing a ruckus or anything. They were just jumping around and dancing, as most people who are in the pit, even with seats, at a Taylor Swift concert would do, and the security guard just seemed to, I don't know, started to get a little physical with them, and Taylor stopped it, and the security guard was the one who ended up being escorted out.
Wow. That's saying something. So what would be the conditions? Have you ever been to a Taylor Swift concert?
I have. Mm-hmm.
Have you? And so what was the demeanor of the audience when you were there? Were they just excited because they like her?
Yeah, it's loud.
Controlled.
It's loud. It's loud. It's a lot of squeals, because there's people of every age. You have a lot of younger children who scream at the top of their lungs. You have older adults and everything.
Screaming the music?
People are just, screaming the music, but also just screaming in general.
So it's like an old Elvis concert.
People just dance and have fun. It's not something where a ruckus is caused.
If I went to an old Elvis concert or the Beatles in the 60s, there'd be lots of screaming. The girls would be screaming. The guys would be, is that the same?
Yeah, where you couldn't even hear them singing.
Really? Well, you couldn't then, and yeah. I wonder whether that was the same circumstance here with Taylor Swift. Is she gets that everybody that excited that they just scream.
Yeah, you can still hear her
sing. Yeah, it's Taylor Swift! Oh! All right, I'm calming down now. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat? You bet. I remember years ago, one of my first books was How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And when I talked about the concept of getting a cat to walk on a leash in a harness, or getting a cat to come when called, I'm telling you, the men with the white coats were sitting outside my door. I remember doing a segment on the David Letterman show. He thought I was absolutely crazy. I was training his two dogs at the time. And he said, you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash in a harness, cat. Can you? I said, sure you can. And after kind of going back and forth, I did a segment on the show where I brought my own cat, Maudie at the time, leash and harness on her, walked across the stage, had her come when I called her, and it kind of opened people's eyes a little bit to the concept that cats are really smart. In fact, sometimes I say cats are so smart they convince the public that they're stupid just so we leave them alone. Don't let your cat stagnate. If you want to see the great outdoors, do it in a safe, sensible way. Teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nearly 11 million people in the Pacific Northwest are under heat advisories, as forecasters warn cities including Seattle and Portland could see temperature records set today from the intense heat wave. The heat wave that started late last week has seen temperature records broken from Washington and Oregon to Alberta, Canada. Canadian firefighters have been fighting dozens of wildfires for days from British Columbia and up to northern Canada. Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson, will be sworn in today. He will become the 57th mayor of America's third largest city. His administration will face several challenges, including choosing the new police superintendent and coming up with a plan to fight violence. On Saturday, Johnson resigned as Cook County Commissioner. Hockey's Stanley Cup is narrowing down to the Final Four. Florida, Carolina, and the Vegas Golden Knights are in. The series between Seattle and Dallas continues tonight. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Move it and lose it. Well, maybe, maybe not. Who is this? This is Donna Summer, right? Yeah. All right, so James, I thought you were going to start with some of these talk. I want to hear some of these talk songs so that we put people in the mood to do just that, to talk, whether they talk to us, talk to themselves, help yourself. 855-999-DOUG. And nobody's going to blow a whistle in your ear when you talk too much. Maybe we'll blow... Well, I suppose we could blow that in their ear, right? They talk too much. You talk too much. You worry me to death. So Jay and Doug, talking about the situation in schools, school buses, that sort of thing. If you're just joining us, you can hear that conversation by going to gooddayshow.com. You hear the first half of the hour, and you can hear the whole program, as we like to remind you of. If you're missing a piece of the pie in our conversation, I like not to have things depend on what we talked about before. I like every portion of the program to sort of stand on its own or be in its own. But sometimes there are good things that are in the discussion focus, talking about teachers. This maybe is the better focus rather than teachers not being able to deal with unruly youngsters. Schools have become, and I'm not a user, this is not using the term liberalism the way a lot of the politicians on the right and the left use it. It's just that I think that there's a there's a sense that what's going on in schools, I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, weren't we discussing the survey that had come from the United College, some group of college, I forget what they, it's the National Association of College Professors or something like that anyway, asking for political priorities of professors or teachers, I guess, in general. I think it was about teachers in general. 74% of those who surveyed identified themselves as being Democrats or left of center. And I think that's an unreasonable and unacceptable. It's not right. First of all, there shouldn't be any discussion of politics.
Yeah, why would it even be known?
And exactly, right. That's not the place for it. You are not there to teach youngsters what to think. If you have teachers, and I'm sure you have plenty of teachers listening.
You're not there to teach them what you think. You know what I mean?
Right. How do they figure things out? So here's a teacher that no doubt fits into that, let's hope anyway, that category. A high school math teacher named Rebecca Peterson is Teacher of the Year. And the number of things that she has been good at apparently have landed her on the right and bright side of students' lives for a long time. She's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, math teacher. The students love her because she shows them the joy that's a part of and ought to be a part of the classroom. I can remember when I was teaching school, I taught for 4 years in the middle school level, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech. But I taught a lot of other things as well. It just was kind of like using what was going on in life and how you can learn how to speak well, how you learn how to write well, thinking about your own experiences in life, put that to work for you. Anyway, she does a blog called One Good Thing. She writes every day about something good that happened to her in one of her classes at Union High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then she encourages, Jay, her students to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a great idea.
Identifying something good about the day, something positive.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Biden, who's a teacher, still teaching, praised Ms. Peterson for sharing the beautiful and positive experiences that come with teaching. Not all teaching is beautiful, and not all teaching is positive, and not all teachers are beautiful and positive either. But here's the one that's at the top, and I'm sure there are more good teachers than not. She was named the top teacher in her state and one of the five finalists to be named the nation's best by the Council of Chief State School Officers, which funds the National Teacher of the Year program, identifying some people like this, very exceptional teachers. Good to recognize their work. It's also good to engage and encourage teachers to be professional. And that doesn't mean you have to be friends with it. I object to teachers being called by their first name. Do you think that's old school? I don't think youngsters should call. The teachers shouldn't be their friends. It's okay to be friendly. As a matter of fact, it's important to be friendly and positive. But there's a relationship here. These people are not your parents. They are guidance, if you will, to the future. Hopefully you're stimulated by the really good teachers, and that's what the president of Oklahoma Education Association said, quote, "She's truly passionate about the power of teachers and what it means to be a leader when it comes to students and the community." And that's good. But then again, let's not lose sight of the fact that, and this is, I guess, old school, given what you see in some of the curriculum today, the STEAM stuff, right?
They used to be STEM.
Right, now they added arts to the STEM, so it's STEAM. But those are the important. Yeah, it's important to have some knowledge of artistic or what is artistic, as long as you figure it out for yourself and somebody doesn't try to tell you, well, this is good art and that's bad art. That's not your job if you're a teacher. You expose youngsters. This is, you know, good food and that's bad food. I guess I fit into that category because I can easily tell you what's good food
and
what's bad.
Well, I think there's also in certain situations where there's not the why of it. Like, for the example of food, this is good food versus this is bad food. Well, this is good food because of this. Here's why. Here's why this is considered bad food. But also, too much of anything can also be bad. Even some of the good food, you have too much of it. If you have certain things like what, potassium is good for you, bananas are really good for you, but if you have potassium issues in your body, then bananas are bad for you.
Right. Yep. It's learning about all the aspects of life, but important for you to know the basics, like the mathematical stuff and the putting a good sentence together stuff. And all that stuff isn't taught anymore because I've heard people say, well, it's not necessary for youngsters to be able to communicate in good sentences because they have those the tools to express themselves through devices, which is madness as far as I'm concerned. How do you get people to use their brains if you don't teach them? You say everything is right there that you need at your fingertips. How do you teach them anything? What do you need to teach them for? If that's the case, what do we need teachers for? Just let them loose with a computer and see where they go. Anyway, I know I'm sounding a little old schoolish, but speaking of old, back to New Jersey we go. Again, if you were listening to the first half of the hour, great. If you weren't, you can catch up with it at gooddayshow.com. Right now, this is a metallic rock. Story of a rock that fell into a New Jersey home, came from outer space. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It is amazing that nobody was injured.
It really
went
is.
Right through the roof of this home.
Yep. 4.5 billion-year-old meteorite crashed into Hopewell Township. The object was in a part of town, residential part of town, went through the ceiling of the house and through the hardwood floor. Bingo. Police say the home was occupied at the time, but nobody was hurt. Okay, yep, that's great. New Jersey family that owned the house said they discovered the rock in the corner of one of their upstairs bedrooms at night. A lady who owns the house, Susie Kopp, told the police that she thought somebody had thrown a rock through their window. And then that they called hazmat. All right, everybody's got to call hazmat, see what the story was, make sure it was not radioactive. What do you suppose made
they
them first think?
They could have become superheroes.
Yes, they could have. All right, it weighed, let's see, it was 4 inches by 6 inches, weighed 2.5 pounds, and it was called a chondrite meteorite. Chondrite. Hmm.
Very
okay.
rare.
And that certainly helps to clarify it for me, right? I'm glad to know it was a chondrite meteorite. There have been 1,100 of them. That's all in the entire history of written history, anyway. 1,100 have been found. The space rock comes from a belt of asteroids that lies between Jupiter and Mars, which is, what, 600 million miles from the Earth? How about that? So, yes, it's 4.5 billion years old. So what does it make you feel like when you think somebody is old at the age of 80 and something like this shows up?
And it's all relative and perspective.
Right. And we're, by the way, one of the youngest galaxies, one of the youngest planets in the known universe. So what is that? It's just every day. Yesterday I was thinking about this. I was out on my tractor. This is the time of year I spend a lot of time on my tractors. And so we're getting things ready to plant, and we're plowing and doing all kinds of stuff. And I was just thinking about, as I watch things grow, how the seasons occur, how the planet tilts, how it goes around the sun, how it is that we live. Do you question any of that? Do you think about that? Isn't that important to think about rather than, you know, what Taylor Swift said? That's interesting, but Taylor Swift isn't going to determine what happens. And actually, who knows what or who determines what happens, right? Other than you determine what happens in your life. But there are so many other influences that we have no control over. And it's pretty amazing, actually, when you get right down to it, if you actually ever think about it, instead of shooting all the shootings that take place. No, I just haven't done any of that yet today, and I'm thinking about, But I suppose we ought to have one thing that's nasty to talk about. So I was looking at last week's countdown, the chart that we discussed on the Talk Radio Countdown show that many of you hear on these same stations. Number 8 was the Russian-Ukraine war. Apparently, over the weekend, the Ukrainian army advanced their attacks on one of the cities the Russians have. I don't know how to pronounce some of these names, but it's in the eastern part of the country. And so what happened, because they were successful, some of the Russians were trying to hold them off, but because apparently even among the Russian leadership, the soldiers who are the leaders, there is no agreement on whether the Russian forces should be there or not. There are apparently huge rifts in the leadership of the Russian forces, as we are well into a year, what was it, February? So
yeah,
March, April, May, a year and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So there is still this thing, and you wonder at this point, okay, why is it that they, I guess why, I'm just questioning why. Why is there a war? Why are the Russians still at it? Why do the Russians support, what, say again, Jay?
Why has there not yet been a mutiny?
Yeah, much as anything else. Yes, exactly. So there, food for thought, frankly. I think there's just it's exasperating.
Well, do you remember when
it
this
really
whole thing
is.
Started, Putin thought it would be, 3 days tops.
Right,
and
yep,
then sent all these troops out with not even enough gas. Half of them ran out of gas on the side of the road, and Ukrainians helped them.
Yeah, talk about ineffectual leadership. Good heavens. All right, well, there we are, putting the world into a certain perspective here on Good Day at 48 past the hour.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, here we are, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on its Food, Farm, and Family feature. Find all this info at Food, Farm.
Yep, that's it. Oh, no, did we lose Doug?
Maybe we'll try that again. Foodfarmfamily.com. Never mind farting. That was something that either
some
you do.
Some people do that to you,
face.
Too.
Yes, that's true. All right, today's National Chocolate Chip Day. This will not harm you in the least. Now, when it comes to chocolate chips and the cookie, there's a lot of documentation in the history world about this, about which came first. Maybe on some people's minds, chocolate chips actually came after the chocolate chip cookie, and they are likely younger than your grandmother, because chocolate chips by themselves didn't get marketed until 1940. Legend has it that the chocolate chip cookies was sort of an accident. The baker ran out of baker's chocolate and opted for semi-sweet chocolate instead. The recipe spread just like you can imagine. Well, yum, these are great. Semi-sweet, better than those tart old, this dark chocolate. Yuck, I don't like this.
Oh, I love dark chocolate. Apparently it has a lot of those high levels of lead and all that stuff just naturally found in them.
Yep. All right, so anyway, if you go back in history, 1938, creation of chocolate chips by Ruth Graves Wakefield. The chocolate chip cookie comes around by accident, and then 1963, Chips Ahoy was the first chocolate chip to be marketed by itself in supermarkets, right? And then there's Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. We sell a lot of that. That's very popular on the farm.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I have our ice cream every weekend. Sold a lot of ice cream this weekend for mothers. We gave free ice cream cones to moms that showed up with their family.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. All right, so in 1997, the chocolate chip became the state official state cookie of Massachusetts. Yay!
Yeah.
Massachusetts. You're nothing better than
the official state cookie.
All right, here's the official announcement from Trader Joe's. They have a pasta product that's been labeled hummus dip. Here we go. Possible allergens. They've issued a voluntary recall of pesto pasta at Trader Joe's for undeclared milk and walnuts. Right?
Well, how does this even happen? It's labeled, it's pasta that's labeled hummus dip. We've seen a lot of these recalls because of wrong labels getting on things, but they're at least somewhat similar products or similar items.
This is not even
close.
One
type of cookie versus a different type of cookie. Those labels got switched. This is hummus dip versus pasta.
Right. So if you're in most any state that has a Trader Joe's, and you can go to their website because they've explained what the recall is all about there. But don't bother. Go to the Trader Joe's when you're going there the next time. Bring your pasta, whatever it is, this thing that is mislabeled. It's called Trader Joe's Genova Pesto. All right? So that's not what it is. But bring it back and get your dough back, if you'll pardon the reference to a dough again, different kind of dough. Dough? Who is what cartoon
Homer Simpson,
Duh. Sounds like my grandson. Okay. Here's something, speaking of my grandson, that is I guess this is a godsend for people who have peanut allergies, youngsters. There's a wearable patch that's around now that could prevent severe allergic reaction in youngsters that have a peanut allergy. This trial, which involved 200 children from 1 to 3 years of age that had the allergy, found that after wearing the patch around 22 hours a day, 67% of them were able to tolerate 300 to 1,000 milligrams of peanut. So this is like 1 to 4 peanuts. This is very interesting, right? It's in the week's New England Journal of Medicine. I'm sure we'll talk about this with Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program over the weekend. But for those who have children in the family, you'll probably be able to ask general practitioner.
They're in the testing stages right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the story of a high school turned into a hydroponic farm. It now serves produce in a local drive-thru that they have taken over. So they take the old tables and they grow the lettuce and stuff on the tables in the classroom, and then they had an old store, an old Taco Bell, and they turned it into a drive-through for lettuce. Now there's an idea, as merit. How about that? 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.